broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
And happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that it was refused to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for October the 10th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our 2 of 2 in the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to reject revolution, to stand for peaceful restoration, and to do so in the traditions of our founding fathers. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. We had a great hour with Dr. Scott Bradley last hour, freedomsrisingsun.com. We talked about the Kanye West controversy. Kanye says 50% of black death in America relates to abortion. We got to stop it. He says he performs for an audience of one, that is God. West and Candace Owens wore White Lives Matter shirts at Paris Fashion Week. And the Anti-Defamation League has called, quote, White Lives Matter, a hateful phrase that is used by white supremacists. Well, the bottom line is, why is Black Lives Matter a true great phrase, but White Lives Matter is a bad phrase, tinged with racism? Because, folks, you've got to jettison the divide and conquer tactics of Satan and the communists. That is their tactic to destroy us all. You got to stand on fundamental truths and principles. And the way you get this confusion rejected and understand truth is you take these issues piece by piece. Do Black Lives Matter? Yes, they do. Do White Lives Matter? Yes, they do. Neither are racist statements. Both are true, but both are only half true. We're all God's children, and we should act like it. We're the human race, and the human race, no doubt, life matters, right? See, you got to break this down. Planned Parenthood was created by Margaret Sanger. She was a racist. She did want to destroy the blacks. Shame on her for that. But you know what? We can stand on truth, and Kanye's partly right. In many cases, he's absolutely spot on. The problem with it is he's delivering his message in a way, such a hard-hitting, in-your-face narrative that, you know what? I don't know that it's helping. His actions are speaking so loud, nobody can hear his words almost, to the point where we can't bring civility to the table. What we need is more civility. What we need is people to use a soft answer to turn away wrath. What we need is to work on peace and love and kindness and follow the Prince of Peace. What we need to do is stand on our truths. We can point out fundamental facts without being racist. I'll give you some examples. Hey, Jewish power and influence is true. They control most of the media. Go look at the corporations owned. Now, does that mean your Jew next door neighbor is a bad person? Of course not. But it's not bad to point out facts. It's true that Margaret Sanger and this organization called Planned Parenthood was designed to destroy black people and to reduce the population of the earth. Shame on them for that. But I can point out truths. All lives matter. And I'm not going to accept that Black Lives Matter is a fundamental truth, but White Lives Matter is an evil phrase. Look, and if you say all lives matter, they say you're bad. Well, the Anti-Defamation League is a divide and conquer organization altogether. Anyway, I go on and on, except for I want you to understand the way to understand this is to divide and conquer. Take a single item, separate it from all of its, you know, controversy and confusion, and just ask you a question. Where's the truth? Where's the principle? Principle is we're all God's children, and we should behave like it. The principle is pro-life, and we should support pro-life as opposed to pro-death. The principle is divide and conquer is the communist agenda. Don't let them do it. We can act with civility and kindness. The principle is a soft answer turneth away wrath, and we can respond in a kind, appropriate way. The principle is that just because we stand on a fundamental truth, that doesn't mean that we're hate-filled. Let me give you an example. I can say to you that the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, Q+, whatever you want to call it, I can tell you that I believe that's evil in the sight of God. That doesn't mean that I hate people who have chosen that path. I feel sorry for them, but I don't hate them in any way. See, I can stand on truth and still reach out in love and kindness. That is a fundamental truth that you got to understand. All right, welcome to the broadcast, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. Now, do you want to comment on that real quick, or do you want to move on?
I agree with you, Sam. We all are children of our Heavenly Father. We must treat each other like brothers and sisters. if we expect to have peace in this world, peace and prosperity and the liberty. If we don't, if we fail to do that, then those items will be curtailed. We won't live as full lives as we otherwise would. I agree, Sam. Good to be with you.
Amen to that. We finished the hour on this idea that this Florida Surgeon General literally says, look, we're telling people not to take the jab now. The danger is too great. The truth is coming out, and we have to recommend against it. Now it turns out that even the FDA is withholding autopsy results on people who have died from vaccinations. They claim they can't release the medical records, but experts are saying you can redact it and release it as group data, no problem. You're not telling the truth. Nevertheless, the FDA declined to release any reports, even redacted copies. This just proves our point on the vaccinations. Again, learn to take separate issues and understand them individually for what they are. This is a real huge change in America. Oftentimes, the negative starts in California and blankets the nation. Hopefully, we can have some truth stand up in Florida and blanket the nation the other way for a change.
That would be nice. That's a very encouraging thing. In fact, that was a bit of news that was offered at the symposium on Saturday was the Florida Surgeon General's announcement that no longer they're going to recommend, you know, that clot shot. So, I mean, this is it's a great development. Florida is the first, and hopefully the rest of the states will follow. It's a good deal.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk to Lowell about the incredible Health Freedom Symposium that took place on Saturday, 2 days ago in the great state of Utah. It was a barn burner with a ton of speakers, and we've got the deets because Lowell was there. Lowell?
Thank you, Sam. Yourhealthfreedom.org is the organization that sponsored the symposium. Kristen, our good friend Kristen Chevrier, is the engine behind that. She has a board of directors that helps her do these. This was the seventh annual symposium, right? The seventh time she has put on the health symposium. And every time she gathers and assembles some of the greatest speakers and luminaries in the field of, in the field of health freedom and in the field of health. So the speakers are a combination of attorneys and doctors and health enthusiasts who speak and, you know, just participate in this symposium every year. And this year was no exception. Mary Holland was the very first speaker. She is president and chief legal counsel for Children's Health Defense. And those of you who have been around this subject for any length of time know that Children's Health Defense with Robert Kennedy Jr. Is one of the, you know, strongest organizations in the field of health freedom. Well, Mary reviewed the previous several years of the so-called pandemic and basically provided context for the rest of the speakers throughout the whole day, starting with Event 201 held in 2019, which foreshadowed the terror that would be imposed the following year. Well, after SARS-CoV-2 was released in 2020, most of the first world countries were shut down and were told to wait. Just wait for a vaccine. That's our only hope, right? That's the lie that they spun for us.
Now, let me stop you there for a second, and you say Event 201 was held in 2019 and foreshadowed. Did they know about it in advance?
Oh, obviously. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm highlighting this because that's the point that needs to really be made, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, make that point, Sam. Go right ahead. I mean, they foreshadowed it, meaning what would we do if? That was that was what they said to each other. What would we do if, some bioweapon was released or some pandemic ensued? I mean, how would we, as a global community, how would we respond to that? Well, it was a training exercise, Sam. It was an event to get people ready to respond in the way they wanted them to respond. I mean, how many other times in the world do you have a worldwide pandemic and almost every nation responds the same way? You know, that's just unheard of. Unless
because they planned it and set the stage to coordinate it, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they knew this was coming. And that's further proof that this is a propaganda indoctrination agenda designed to create an outcome. When they build consensus ahead of time and then they respond in like-minded force fashion, you know that it's evil. You know that it was intended. You know this was not like they're claiming, this thing that, oh my gosh, it just came up and got out of control. You know the truth, folks. Because we also know the vaccine is not a vaccine. It's a gene therapy injection, which causes numerous heart problems and more, Lowell.
That's right. Operation Warp Speed was run by the military. That's another variation or variant that was really weird. It was odd that such a thing would be run by the military, but it was. 95% effective is what they said about this gene therapy injection. Effective for the bad guys maybe, but it really meant 1% effective. And Mary went into a scientific explanation of why it was only 1% effective, because the 95% was relative to other factors. But as far as being effective, meaning, you know, stopping COVID from hurting you, it was only 1% effective, right? The gene therapy injections and really caused so many, many other problems. Many of them were deaths. In 2021, we began to see numerous deaths and other serious adverse events. The early warning system, the VAERS, the VAERS, our early warning detection system, signaled problems, but nothing was done to address those problems. Flu deaths went to zero, while COVID deaths skyrocketed. And now, the data from insurance companies confirmed the fact that the many excess deaths were occurring.
All right, hang tight. Insurance companies in seconds on your radio.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles and the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
All right, Lowell, I want you to repeat the data from insurance companies because it's critical to make sure people really understand the truth.
Yes, data from insurance companies confirmed the fact that many excess deaths were occurring, right? They're the ones who understand this. They're the ones with the actuarial tables. They know how many people are going to die every year, and yet they have this thing called excess death. And what that means is that more than expected people are dying, more than the number expected to die are dying. In dating, you know, the insurance companies, they monitor this data. It's their lifeblood. And if they get this wrong, they go out of business, right? If more people die than they expect and they're not charging enough money from people who get insurance, you know, buy insurance from them, they go out of business. And so 2021 was a very, very rough year for insurance companies. because they were paying out far more than they were bringing in. So they were another bellwether showing that the COVID jabs were killing more people than COVID itself. And so you know, that's the insurance company data. That's what they tell us. Also that year, attempts were made to impose vaccine passports. This is 2021. Well, and then in 2022, the narrative began to crumble. That's the current year, right? Because deaths were mounting, and even the CDC reversed their guidelines in August. Nothing they had been telling us for the previous 2 years was true. And so they reversed their guidelines. Basically, they were pressured into reversing those guidelines. There have been no vaccine mandates in public schools in the fall of this year. Biden declares the pandemic over. And now what do we have? Well, we're in a season where the elections are upon us. We are probably going to suffer fuel shortages, food shortages, war, the introduction of central bank digital currencies, digital IDs, transhumanism. Rationing has already begun in Europe, by the way, folks. Rationing of commodities. Here's a bright light. African states all rejected WHO's 2024 treaty. And by the way, the African states were some of the ones who rejected the COVID jabs from the beginning, and they are the ones who have benefited the most. They have suffered the least in all of these. You know, they are not suffering excess deaths from the COVID jab. So, you know, kudos to the African states. But, folks, Agenda 2030 is still alive. The UN, the WEF, World Economic Forum, they will still push their globalist agenda. You know, just because we seem to have won this COVID battle, there are certainly residual effects. And the do-gooders who have retreated for now are likely just over the brow of the hill, redoubling and their efforts to come at us again. So that's kind of like the story, the picture in brief of where we've been the last 2, 3, 4 years and where we are now. Mary then mentioned a free film entitled Infertility, A Diabolical Agenda. Now this film can be viewed on the internet for free at infertilitymovie.org. And I would just say, my good listeners, if you have a pen and paper or a pencil and paper, to listen very closely throughout the rest of this broadcast, because I will be giving you websites and other information that you'll find very interesting, very helpful, and illuminating. And so this is the first bit of information, infertilitymovie.org. This is a film by award-winning filmmaker Andy Wakefield, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and the Children's Health Defense. Basically, it's a chilling tale of African women whose fertility was basically stripped away from them through an experimental tetanus vaccination program. Are women everywhere next? I mean, that's the question we have to ask ourselves. In this documentary film, you will learn the chilling, harrowing story of how the World Health Organization population control experiment under the guise of a vaccination program resulted in the sterilization of millions of women in Africa without their knowledge or consent. Again, that movie is infertilitymovie.org. And I watched the trailer last night, Sam, and several clips from the movie, found it just riveting. I mean, if you get nothing else from this hour of internet radio, please let it be this film. It is definitely worth watching. Sam?
It's more than worth watching, ladies and gentlemen. It is shocking of the details you begin to understand about their agenda. Okay, whether you talk about the World Economic Forum, whether you're talking about the United Nations, globally, they have this agenda. And it's really to kill and reduce population. It's really to make society sick, thus compliant. They have a new world order, global agenda. Vaccinations and climate change are two of the biggest, I don't know what you want to call it, but clarion calls to force this agenda on the rest of us. This is undeniable when you study the documents these speakers bring forward, sir.
That's right. The next speaker, Scott Shera, was a gentleman. He's just a dad, just like you and me, Sam. He's a dad. with a daughter named Grace, and that daughter Grace was murdered in a hospital. Now, our listeners might think that murdered is a pretty strong word, but Scott is convinced that that is exactly what happened. And basically, he told the story. He took his 30 or 40 minutes, whatever it was, and just told the story. What happened? What happened to Grace when she went to the hospital? That, you know, and that website where this whole story is told is OurAmazingGrace.net. That website, again, is OurAmazingGrace.net. And on this site is an explainer video that compares the current situation with the genocide of the Jews in the Holocaust. And the message of that video, by the way, is simply do not comply. You know, the Jewish leaders, they encourage their people to comply. But then eugenicists killed the useless eaters using the people in the hospital. Hospital personnel were the ones who actually administered the lethal shots to the useless eaters in the hospital. Well, currently, folks, special needs people are dying at a rate 11 times greater than the rate of death of normal people in our hospitals since COVID began. You think there's some useless eaters they're getting rid of in our hospitals today? Well, Scott Sheriff certainly thinks so. Grace was killed in 2021 by medical professionals who viewed her as worthless. Why? Well, because she had Down syndrome. She was a really high-functioning Down syndrome child, by the way. She learned to drive. She could speak. She could talk. She could interact, go fishing with her dad. He has pictures to prove all this, video of her life. What Scott told us, he says, folks, we are witnessing genocide right now, right here in the U.S. of A. You know, since the jabs were released, deaths have risen above normal levels by as much as 45%. Death benefits are up $1 billion more in 2021 after the jabs than they were in 2020 when they told us that COVID was to blame for all the deaths. COVID death bonus payouts of $4 trillion to hospitals for the first 2 years of COVID. We must stop complying, folks, because one Holocaust was enough. Over 1,000 people a day are being murdered in our hospitals, folks. Now, Scott took Grace to the hospital because her oxygenation level was low. It was about 90%. And anybody who knows oxygenation levels knows that that's dangerously low. Well, hospital personnel asked Scott for permission to put her on a ventilator, but Scott was savvy and he refused. He didn't want her put on a ventilator. What would that have meant to the hospital? A monetary bonus. For every person that get on a ventilator, there's a monetary bonus of about $300,000 that goes to the hospital. Well, he refused, and so that meant, well, they needed to free her bed up for a higher paying customer. And by the way, 85% of the people who go on ventilators die. That's why Scott didn't want her on a ventilator. Well, Scott was escorted from the hospital by police. And the next day, after the doctor had proclaimed how well Grace was doing, he unilaterally labeled Grace as DNR, which is do not resuscitate, and then administered to Grace a combination of IV sedatives and narcotics over a short period of time, a period of hours, that no one would survive, especially someone already in respiratory distress, and Grace died that night. The death certificate says Grace died of COVID, but that is not true. She was murdered with drugs to make room for other more profitable patients. That's the bottom line. Again, visit that website, OurAmazingGrace.net. Not only will it be informative, but it will break your heart, Sam.
There's no question about it, ladies and gentlemen. It is sinister, and this is why. Folks, we need to listen to people that are speaking out like this. This is why these Your Health symposiums are so important, because you get experts in the field. Lowell's just getting started. There were so many incredible speakers on so many topics that all point the same reality check, which is they lied to us. And the truth is coming out and being told and circumventing the mainstream media. Hang tight. We got more.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You- USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House is reporting they are in negotiations with the Taliban in Afghanistan. Former Trump negotiator Adam Bowler on Fox News Monday morning.
The Taliban want us out of Afghanistan and to leave them alone mostly. But you see here, they still need us. They want $3.5 billion that in humanitarian aid. And so part of the deal here is they can't just wipe their hands clean because you've got Al-Qaeda that's sitting there. You have ISIS-K. And so we need to work together to get rid of those folks. And if they don't want to work together, then they're not going to get their money.
Explosions on Monday shook multiple cities across Ukraine, including missile strikes on the capital of Kyiv for the first time in months. The attack was focused on residential and energy infrastructure, killing many Ukrainians. This came hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin called a Saturday explosion on the huge bridge connecting Russia to Crimea a terrorist attack masterminded by the Ukrainian Special Services. The bridge was used to supply Russian forces invading Ukraine. A Texas teenager is literally fighting for his life, according to his attorney, after being shot by a San Antonio police officer identified as James Brennan. The 17-year-old was shot while inside his car at a McDonald's parking lot. Reports indicate the officer misidentified the car as one wanted from a previous crime. The officer has since been fired. Another interest rate increase is in the sights of the inflation-fighting Federal Reserve. Investors, after the September payrolls report, were pricing in a more hawkish outlook for the Fed's likely rate increase in November. The CME FedWatch tool showed an 82.3% probability of a 75 basis point increase. Monday Night Football tonight has the Las Vegas Raiders in Kansas City to play the Chiefs at 8:15 p.m. Eastern. Thank you very much for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's so much to cover. I don't know how we're going to get it all done with Lil Nelson. But I'm telling you right now, you need to watch the film Infertility, A Diabolical Agenda, which can be viewed at infertilitymovie.org. Infertilitymovie.org, folks. This is serious. It is just riveting. I don't even know how to respond to it all. And I hate to go back to that, but I want to highlight that. Infertilitymovie.org, Lowell.
Absolutely. A stunning expose of the what they did using the tetanus vaccine program in an African country of Kenya, which they delivered infertility components or compounds in this a tetanus vaccine program to millions of women in Kenya and thus rendered them infertile. And they did it without their knowledge, without their consent. They did it because, you know, basically Satan wants to, he wants to frustrate God's plan of bringing children into the world. And if he can render the women of the world infertile, that would be very frustrating to God's divine plan. That's the bottom line, Sam, from a religious perspective.
Amen to that. Scott Shara spoke out boldly as well. OurAmazingGrace.net is the website for that one. There's just so many people that you talked about. We got to talk about who's next, Jim Moody?
Yeah, Jim Moody. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead,
yeah,
sir.
He is a veteran civil rights attorney who has dedicated his career to fighting government overreach and abuse of power. That's pretty rare in attorneys, let me tell you. Jim explained that the 1905 Jacobson case was a very narrow case and should not be used to justify vaccine mandates. The court upheld a $5 fine for someone's refusal to get the jab. This was way back in 1905 for some vaccine. And this person refused, and the Supreme Court upheld the $5 fine. They did not uphold a mandate, a vaccine mandate. That this was a very narrow decision, yet people all over this past year or two have been using the Jacobson case as justification for imposing a vaccine mandate. And such is not the case. Well, it turns out that Amy Comey Barrett helped on the Supreme Court, our own Supreme Court of the United States, with a 5-4 decision that overturned Jacobson. And therefore, Jim Moody declared that elections do have consequences. That's exactly right. You know, we elected Donald Trump. He appointed Amy Comey Barrett to the court. We get this 5-4 reversal of the Jacobson case. And now basically the sun is setting on that Jacobson case. No longer do people thinking that the Supreme Court can mandate injections, you know, vaccinations. So that was a very, very encouraging development in the legal in the legal world for this. So and even though Congress approved the 1986 act to hold vaccine manufacturers harmless, Jim Moody is recommending that we encourage our state legislators to prohibit the sale of any product or service for which the manufacturer has no liability. I'll say that one more time, folks. You are all spread all over the country. You people who are listening to this Liberty Roundtable, encourage your state legislators to prohibit the sale of any product or service for which the manufacturer has no legal liability. See, that's the way we get around that 1986 act that holds harmless the pharmaceutical companies for their products. Well, if state can prohibit the sale of a product or service, well, then if we prohibit the sale of vaccines all over the country, then we get around this 1986 act. So that's the bottom line for Jim Moody. Great.
We're listening to veteran civil rights attorneys, ladies and gentlemen, who have the guts at the expense of their career to speak out and provide clear direction of how we can take the power back, ladies and gentlemen. That's the bottom line with the incredible effort of Jim Moody. Now, Jared St. Clair, lol.
He's an herbalist in Bountiful. He grew up in a health food store, basically. He's a natural supplement formulator. He's a podcaster. He hosts his show called Vitality Radio every Saturday morning, and from his show he's developed two podcasts every week. You can visit his website vitalitynutrition.com for more information. That website is vitalitynutrition.com. He recently started a second podcast, Sam, called the Dearly Discarded Podcast. And that podcast, again, it's the Dearly Discarded Podcast. It's all about COVID victims and their stories. Dearly Discarded Podcast is dedicated to people who've been silenced, meaning they've been hurt by the COVID jab, and no one will tell their story. The mainstream media won't tell it. And so he is telling it in the Dearly Discarded Podcast every day. Every podcast he does is another story, someone who got hurt by the COVID jab, and he's telling their story. Powerful stories. Well, Jared talked about the microbiome that's inside of us. That's basically the foundation of your immune system. There are three things that forms the microbiome. Number one, primarily, it's a vaginal birth. I asked him afterwards, why is a vaginal birth helpful to the biome? He says, well, because as you come through the birth canal, you pick up all of these bacteria from the mother that jolts your immune system into development. I mean, it's amazing the way God designed us, the human body, as a baby. Not only a vaginal birth helps, and so we really need to avoid C-sections wherever possible. But a vaginal birth followed by breastfeeding, which is how the the antibodies get from the mother to the baby and thus protect that baby during the first 12 to 18 months of life until its immune system is fully developed. And number three, letting babies put everything in their mouth. That's what babies do. They crawl around on the carpet, the dirt, they put dirt in their mouth, they put carpet in their mouth, they put all kinds of stuff. And mamas are always saying, don't put that in your mouth. Well, it's a natural response. It's a way that strengthens the natural biome of the body and thus strengthens the natural immune system. So tremendous talk by Jared St. Clair. He warned us against glyphosate, which is in the herbicide Roundup, for example, because it's an antibody. The pharmaceutical-based antibodies are death to the microbiome. We mustn't use herbicides on our foods. We mustn't use them on our bodies. He recommended colloidal silver as a nasal spray for sinus infections, ear infections, pink eye, all kinds of good stuff. He warned against Neosporin. He recommended instead a silver gel, basically colloidal silver-infused gel that works better, has no adverse side effects. Eat organic, don't sterilize everything. Sharing germs with each other exercises and strengthens our immune systems. Jared St. Clair, Sam, he's an awesome, awesome gentleman with a great, great, great solutions to give us during the symposium. Sam?
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There is just so much here. It's hard to cover it all. We'll never do everything justice on this, ladies and gentlemen. But the best way, in my mind, for you to get more information or to make a difference or whatever you want to say, to learn more, to get involved, yourhealthfreedom.org. Yourhealthfreedom.org is the place to go, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious. Jared St. Clair, wonderful man. VitalityNutrition.com to learn more about that. Breanne Bresson is next.
She was a preschool teacher who volunteered to participate in the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine clinical trial. She got the jab, and within an hour, Sam, her life turned upside down. Her vision blurred, and then doubled. Her sensitivity to light and sound just was off the charts. She said she even had to push away her own children, push them away from her because she couldn't bear the noise and the light. That's how bad she was affected. And it happened within minutes of her getting that AstraZeneca COVID jab. Well, it turns out her husband was a PhD scientist, did a ton of research and presented that information. And then just 10 days after that presentation, the AstraZeneca vaccine was taken off the market. AstraZeneca promised reimbursement, has yet to deliver on that promise, but they did finally take it off the market. So just a normal common person like Breanne Dresden, a preschool teacher, and her husband made a huge difference in the marketplace. They got AstraZeneca vaccine taken off the market in the U.S. Well, and then the FDA promised to privately and gave help privately to her. They wouldn't publicize it, but they did privately give her help. In fact, she said that the NIH, the National Institute for Health, has helped about 20,000 people secretly here in the U.S. Very interesting.
Ladies and gentlemen, why the big cover-up is what I'm wondering. Why the massive cover-up? Why the promises to make good, to take care of people that have been harmed, and then they don't deliver? Because the truth shall set us free, that's why. And they don't want us to be free. Lowell Nelson, Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
The CDC just reported that 7,218 people died after receiving a COVID-19 shot. Granted, vaccines are a complicated concoction of chemicals, and as with any medical experiment, it can take a long time to get it right. This is not the first time people have been hurt when vaccinated. What is different this time, and so concerning, is the reaction to these death numbers. Let me explain. In 1976, the government vaccinated 45 million people for swine flu. A total of 53 people died after getting that shot, and the U.S. government immediately halted the vaccination program. Why? Because authorities decided it was too much of a risk. Why would they halt the program back then for 53 deaths, but now, with over 7,000 deaths, they are using every method possible to force it on you? In fact, now the health authorities are using their power to silence anyone who dares to question the COVID vaccination. Why? Why is anyone that questions COVID silenced? Even doctors are being censored. What's up with that?
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. There's so much to cover. I'm so sorry. We're not going to be able to do justice to it all. But Breanne Gunderson got the jab, and within the hour, her life turned upside down. React19.org if you want to get more information on her incredible speech. Her husband, a PhD scientist, did a ton of research, presented it, and basically, hey, 10 days later, the AstraZeneca vaccine was taken off the market. I know you said that, Lowell, but I wanted to repeat that so people get the truth. These important details matter. When we stand up, when we push back, when we work hard for real elections, when we get involved, wonderful things happen, ladies and gentlemen. No, make no mistake about that. Eric Moutsos, well-known police officer, ericmoutsos.com, spoke next. Lowell.
He warned us about the secret combinations, which is what the Book of Ether warns us about. The Book of Ether is a book found in the Book of Mormon, which is scripture to the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It warns us of secret combinations. It urges us to awaken to our awful situation. And the great thing I liked about Eric's presentation, Sam, was that he reminded us that Jehovah's plan was to allow us to choose good or evil, you know, to give us our agency and make us accountable for it, but at least allow us to choose good or evil, while Lucifer's plan was to force us to choose the good. Well, Satan mimics God's plans all the time. Satan has a kingdom here on earth, and he casts out of his kingdom anybody who does not follow his demandments. I think Aaron coined that phrase, demandments. Meaning that they get canceled, if you don't follow the Lucifer's demandment, you get canceled. And so Eric believes that God smiles every time one of us gets canceled, like from, you know, Twitter or from YouTube or Facebook or something. I just thought that was very, very thoughtful of him to
Amen.
Say that. So
spot on, too, I might add.
That's right. Absolutely. Now, you can follow him at ericmoutsos.com for more information. And I know that I'll just take this 30 seconds to say, Sam, Sam puts on his website, libertyroundtable.com, notes for every one of these people he has on the program. For everything he talks about on the program, he puts on libertyroundtable.com. And so you can catch these, you can get these links. And so we're not going to be able to cover today, they will nonetheless be on libertyroundtable.com. So,
and I'm taking care to make the websites there so you can go to them and everything else. Sometimes my producers and everybody else are like, Sam, your notes just get longer and longer. I know, because the Liberty Roundtable incredible guests keep providing more and more and more incredible information. And I just don't know how to leave stuff out. I just got to cover this. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so incredible. Christina Martinez, a young attorney who practices in New York and New Jersey, she helps hundreds of private and public sector employees deal with vaccinations. She helps with exemptions. Exemptionlawyer.com is her website. And I don't mean to hurry you up, Lowell, but she's next. Any comment on her?
No,
incredible.
Let's skip her ahead. Exemptionlawyer.com is the website. She's just out of law school 8 years, very young attorney, but already she is winning cases left and right for people.
Amen to that.
Fantastic.
COVID-19 criticalcare.com, the next speaker, Lowell.
Dr. Pierre Corey. Now, a lot of people will recognize his name because he is the doctor who courageously testified to the U.S. Senate on ivermectin, on how well ivermectin worked on his COVID patients, because he was the director of critical care there at the trauma center at the University of Wisconsin. This guy, he read the New York Times cover to cover, several years ago. He was so mainstream, you couldn't get more mainstream. He believed everything that he read in the New York Times, but then he woke up. He found himself in a war, in the middle of a war on cloxacillin, anyway, HCQ and ivermectin. He found himself in the middle of that, and he woke up, and he's been attacked. He's been undermined. All of the things that happened to Andy Wakefield are happening to Dr. Pierre Corey. Courageous man. He highlighted the great success in the Indian state Uttar Pradesh, where the population of 241 million people, where ivermectin was distributed widely in that state, and they ended up with only 201 positive tests out of 2.5 million people tested. Talk about the effectiveness of ivermectin in this war on COVID. It was so effective, they couldn't have that. And so, anyway, his website is COVID-19criticalcare.com. Marvelous gentleman. He helped found the Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance, which is FLCCC for short. That website, again, COVID-19criticalcare.com. Now, Joyce Mitchell, she championed do-it-yourself funerals. This is a little slightly off-topic thing, but boy, is she a spunky, enthusiastic advocate for families who want to do funerals in a way that makes sense to them, not that, constrains them according to the instructions and constraints of a funeral director. That website is utahfunerals.org, utahfunerals.org. See that site for more information. Judy Zimmerman was next. She talked about health data privacy. She is a research scientist who is dedicated to ethical research, protecting personal data, and exposing corruption in the system. She got fired from her job at the University of Utah. She and her husband are still in a battle with the University of Utah over data they stole but now refuse to acknowledge. This case has not been settled yet, but just bear in mind, folks, that your data is being shared with other parties, and this question about who owns your data has not been settled, has not been answered. Cassidy Gunderson is a mom, a nutritionist, a healthcare coach. Her husband is an iridologist who helped develop something called herbalmectin. I'd love to play on words. Herbalmectin, because it works so well against COVID. The herbs outperform most drugs almost all the time, Sam. Cayenne pepper can arrest a heart attack in 30 seconds, for example. Passion flower outperforms antidepressants time and time again. You can heal nearly anything with a plant-based diet, herbs, exercise, and rest. The leading causes of death in the United States are heart disease, cancer, and then third is iatrogenic death. What does that mean? That's a death by a doctor mistake. The third leading cause of death in the U.S., Sam, is by doctor mistake. There's a 2016 study at Johns Hopkins that calculated more than 250,000 deaths per year in the United States due to medical error. Anyway, see healthsaves.org for more information. Her website there is healthsaves.org. And finally, Del Bigtree, the keynote of the whole conference. He spoke for well over an hour. He spoke last, but it was well worth the wait. Dell is one of the world's preeminent voices of vaccine risk awareness movement. He founded the Informed Consent Action Network, ICAN for short, I-C-A-N, the Informed Consent Action Network, and host of the breakout internet talk show, The High Wire. So you can see him on thehighwire.com, thehighwire.com for more information. Also, you can visit ICANDecide.org for more information about the ICAN group. That ICAN group, by the way, is doing really well. They hired a legal counsel, Aaron Seary. Aaron Seary is legal counsel for ICAN, and they are suing the government successfully and repeatedly. They can't sue the manufacturer because of the 1986 Act, but they can sue the government. You can visit ICANDecide.org to learn more about that. So Dell told us about a meeting at the National Institute of Health, this meeting with Robert Kennedy Jr., with Anthony Fauci, and many other scientists. They asked the question, did the NIH do a placebo-based study on the COVID vaccine? Well, one scientist at the end of the table said yes, and Kennedy leaped on that. He pounced on that. He said, get them. We're here at the National Institute of Health. Get those studies. I want to see them. Well, silence. Dell said that there was a pregnant pause there, 45 seconds long. Nobody said a word. And finally, Tony Fauci at the other end of the table admitted that they didn't do placebo-based studies because why? Well, because doing so would be unethical, he said. Holy cow. And that was a very interesting meeting that he told us about. Well, by 2019, the WHO, the World Health Organization, said that anti-vaxxers were the biggest threats to life on the planet as we know it. And in December that year, there was a global vaccine safety summit where people discussed how to overcome vaccine hesitancy. 2 months after the summit, COVID-19 was unleashed on the world as fear porn justification for adults to do vaccines. That was one of the biggest things, folks. This COVID was the reason for the cover, basically, for getting adults vaccine, getting them on the vaccine schedule. Can you imagine? They changed the $2 billion industry into well over a $100 billion industry in just 2 years because of the porn, the fear porn that was caused by the COVID, this release of this COVID SARS-CoV-2 Wuhan virus. Well, the EUAs, the emergency use authorizations, they're approved only if something else won't work. And that is why the hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin were discredited. Numerous studies showed their effectiveness. They've got the study by Didier Raoul, saw great success in China using 600 milligrams of hydroxychloroquine. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko saw great success in New York using 400 milligrams of hydroxychloroquine plus zinc. So the pharmaceuticals, they did a recovery trial, and they used 2,400 milligrams of hydroxychloroquine. That, folks, is a lethal dose. That is a lethal dose of hydroxychloroquine. That's too much, in other words. They used 2,400 milligrams of that in their program, not the 600 milligrams, not the 400 milligrams plus zinc in their program. That was so successful in the earlier studies. In other words, they murdered people to make their point, Sam. They murdered people with 2,400 milligrams of hydroxychloroquine just to prove that hydroxychloroquine was not effective. That's what they did, just to prove their point, Sam. They murdered people. Well, Dell showed us a video. He also showed us a video, a conference between Dr. Tess Lowry and Dr. Andrew Hill. Hill was poised to publish a study that would effectively kill the use of ivermectin and result in the death of thousands and thousands of people each day. Hill went along with the people who funded his organization, Sam, for filthy lucre instead of saving thousands of lives per day. Well, Sam, you gotta, again, thehighwire.com is where you can get more information. I just love Dell Bigtree. He feels that he is called by God right now to share this information as widely as possible. We need to do the very same, Sam, and I'm so grateful for your show, Liberty Roundtable, that enabled us to do it this morning. We have to spread the word. Sam?
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm grateful to be part of the solutions. That's why we have Liberty Roundtable Live. Our goal is to bring all kinds of people to the table to tell you the truth and set you free. For Lowell Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org, for Sam Bushman, for Dr. Scott Bradley, FreedomsRisingSun.com, and from the Loving Liberty Radio Networks, LovingLiberty.net, we declare this nation shall endure. The truth shall set you free. We follow the Prince of Peace, and God save the Republic of the United States of America.